A lot of people have not had the privilege to go and get registered. Yes, I understand today the RGS people decided to advertise in the press. But as we know about this mobile voter registration process, it moves away. For instance, it started on Monday. Monday and Tuesday, it was at a certain ward. And then Wednesday, Thursday, it moves to another ward. So what we feel is that the wards that were supposed to be covered on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, they've been left out. And because there was no publicity and no one knew that those wards have been specifically targeted for voter registration. So we strongly feel that if at all there could be an extension with regards to this exercise, because a lot of people, they didn't know anything about it. It wasn't publicized.
What is the Registrar General's office saying about those areas that have been left out? And when is this mobile registration going to end?
It's supposed to end, should be on the 20th of May, if I'm not mistaken. But now, because we only got the full list yesterday of the voter registration centers, we spoke to Zach. We saw Zach is the one who is supposed to be supervising the RIG's office. And the Zach office has informed us that this is what they got from the RIG's office. So they're going to actually bring the issue to the attention of the commissioners, of the Zach commissioners, and then we'll in turn engage the RIG's office. So for now, it's still the RIG's office. And also, we look at even the role of Zach in this whole entire process, because as per the Electoral Act, ZEC is supposed to be supervising this process. But from the look of things, that is not happening.